the back part of it, back up under here.
You mean back of back?
Yeah, up under there.
You mean back of your thigh?
Uh-huh.
That's your bottom you're going in.
Okay. When the ground is too cold or muddy to sit on, you might get down like on your...
Crossroad.
Okay. When you're inspecting the leaves on a tobacco plant or passing the time with a friend, you're down on your what?
Telephone.
No.
When you do what?
You're down. I'm sorry, I have a cold that my nose is stopped up. Something you can't understand. When you get down on your...
Crossroad.
Okay. Someone's been sick a while. He's up and about now, but still looks a bit what?
Still looks a bit puny, pale.
What was that first word you used?
Puny.
Okay, what does puny mean?
I mean, he ain't feeling so good.
All right. How would you say he felt?
Well, he felt pretty good, but not nothing off, and he's still a little puny dragging around.
All right, any other expression you would use for a sick person?
Well, a lot of pregnant use is sick, or he ain't doing so well. He has different pain.
Okay. Person who can lift heavy weights. What's that person called?
Weightlifter.
All right. If a man is a very big and muscular and athletic, you say he is very...
John.
He's what?
Big John, double John.
All right. What does the word stout mean to you?
I mean, if somebody's stout, pick up something.
It's what?
Stout, pick up something.
Pick up something?
Yeah.
Okay. One who is very easy to get along with. What do you call him?
I call him a nice person. He get along with me.
All right.
Yeah, agreeable.
Okay. Have you ever used the term good nature?
Yeah, good nature. Agreeable is the same thing.
All right. If a horse is very agreeable, what kind of horse would you call that?
Well, I call him a gentle horse.
A gentle?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some person who always has a smile on his face and never loses his temper, you say he's mighty what?
That what? A smile on his face.
Uh-huh.
Mighty friendly.
Okay. When a boy is in his teens, he is apt to be all arms and legs and can't walk through a room without knocking over the furniture. You say at that age he is awfully what?
Stumble.
What?
Stumble.
Okay. If a boy was growing and his arms and legs were too long for him, you say, I don't know what to do with him. He's so what?
So long-legged, long arms.
All right. Somebody like a teenager who's all arms and legs and always stumbling over his feet, you say he's mighty what?
Clumsy.
Okay. A person who keeps on doing things that don't make sense, you say he is a plain what?
Plain fool or plain stupid.
Another thing you would leave. Okay, let's say it's a woman that was doing something, stupid. Would you call her a plain fool?
Yeah, call her a plain stupid woman. Fool.
What about the man?
He's just plain fool. Fool man ain't got no sense.
All right. A person who would never spend a cent. What kind of person you call that?
Sting your clothes. All for self.
Oh, and a man who never spends his money, you call him a what?
Tightwad.
Okay. When you use a word common about a person, what does it mean?
You know what?
Common.
Yeah, just a common, ordinary person. Easy to get along with.
If you say that girl is very common, what would you mean about her?
Well, she's just common girl, you know. Don't have some folks try to, you know, be big shot surrogates. She's just common, you know.
All right. If an old man is still very young and active and doesn't show his age, you say he's still quite what?
Quite young. Got a young mind.
All right. If it's a young person you are talking about, one that's always moving around, always on the go, you say he is very what?
Very swiftly.
Okay. Have you ever used the word spry in regards to older people?
Yeah, real spry, me, older girl.
All right, an old lady who acts like she's 16.
Well, she's an old lady, spry, get around.
Now, how would you like an old lady who acts like she's 16?
I'd like all right, I reckon she's staying in a place.